Let's explore the Lost Isle more quickly, easily, and safely, using my brand new flying car, which I call the Float Rider. It's perfect for higher ground missions and allows us to store plenty of resources and items. This Float Rider's speed is approximately 48 kilometers per hour, or 1 kilometer in 75 seconds. I traveled about 8 kilometers from my village in the grasslands to the Lost Isles, which took me around 10 minutes. Not bad, if you ask me. So, follow me, and let's build a Float Rider together. If you're new to my channel, make sure to check out my previous tutorial on building a car-making platform. It'll make the car-building process so much easier. Do me a favor, subscribe, follow me, and don't forget to leave a comment. Thanks. Rest and get some sleep. Wake up, wake up. Let's get back to work. Ha ha. This part is important. You need to place the small dressers first before attaching the tires. If you don't, you won't be able to place the dressers close to the tires. Now let's attach some tires. For making a bed, we can only use the ancient bed or Tatooine bed, since they're the smallest options that fit this car. Okay, my bad on this part. We need to use 2 small thrusters first to avoid a bug causing unstable flights. Ignore the large thrusters for now. I'll show you how to use them properly later. Copy my thruster placement exactly for stability, unless you're adding heavy items or extending the size. Also, make sure to set each thruster's direction to its own channel. There you go, we did it. Let's give it a try now. As usual, after removing the carjack, we need to return to the lobby and re-enter the game due to a bug that causes the car to stop working. All right. If you want to make the car go faster, simply remove these two small thrusters and replace them with large thrusters like this. Nice! Let's test drive it on the water now. Okay, this is important. If your car flies unstably, maybe because you started with large thrusters or it's not working properly, like not turning correctly, here's how to fix it. First, remove all the thrusters, then drive the car a little to reset and avoid the bug. Finally, reattach all the thrusters. It should work fine now. This is the same float rider, but this time I'm using it in my survival world. Honestly, it makes survival so much easier and safer. It's perfect for missions, transporting items faster, and exploring new areas. Now, sit back and enjoy the view. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me. Leave a like and a comment if this tutorial was helpful. Thanks.